Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp,
and Tamara Judge.
Hey, so I know this episode that we did with the Toms doesn't come out until Thursday.
Yeah.
But I have to say, like, I came out of it feeling so differently than I thought I would. Did you feel the same?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
In what way? Like, how you feel about?
Well, my heartstrings were pulled in a way that I didn't believe that I could have.
Well, I felt like it's really the first time that I have witnessed Tom Sandoval just be so open and honest and talk about so many things. And some of the things he talked about, I don't want to give it away, but like are absolutely heartbreaking.
It's gut wrenching. And he felt like an authentic, regular person.
Well, you know, I talked to his manager agent who was there and he said, you know what? I said, this is such a great interview. He's like, you know, he's going to get shit no matter if it's good or bad. The guy just gets so much shit. And yeah. I'm like, that just sucks because at the end of the day, yes, what he did was wrong, but he's a human being.
Yeah.
And like, how long? I think even Andy said this at one point in interviews, like, how long are you going to keep beating him up? Like, what do you want from him?
And
he told us his darkest, deepest, you know, thoughts.
You guys are going to have to tune into this episode because some of the things we learned, my mind is blown because I feel like normally I'm pretty good at reading a situation.
Yeah.
And this situation, once he shared some things, I was like, holy crap. I didn't realize. But anyways, we're back to we'll get
into
house.
Do you know why my mind is blown?
Why?
Because evidently out in the interweb there, people are saying that I'm replacing you on Two Teas in a Pod. I have gotten so many text messages going,
oh, yeah.
Are you replacing? Yeah. Yes. It's my podcast only. And I'm here to say that Teddy needs to go. Like who in their right mind?
Everywhere. And then, okay, just I don't even want to say the person's name.
Right.
But the person who apparently did the reporting on this. I sent her a text message, something along the lines of,
you're full of shit.
Hey, here's the thing. I'm not actually offended or shocked that you said it. I mean, you've publicly had people boo me on your stand-up shows. Like, you know, you are who you are, but keep doing what you got to do to get downloads. But it just, at this point, at least
I have no respect from anybody that's in the podcast world that's going to make up lies just to get people to listen.
But also, here's my thing. If you want to make up lies or you want to be an asshole about me, the day before, she was kissing my ass at Kathy Hilton's. Kissing my ass. And to get a photo with Kyle. Now it's all making sense because I was standing with Kyle and our friend Jen and we're all laughing. And then she came over and said all these things to me about my cancer and blah, blah, blah.
Did she deny that she said it?
She told me to please go to her Patreon and listen to exactly what she said.
Did she give you a code so you got it for free?
I was going to say, I'm not going through a firewall to see what you said and pay money. I don't care. But my point is, don't kiss my ass in person and then be a douche lord behind my back.
Yeah.
Regardless of what ultimately may happen with Kate Chastain and
she
whatnot.
Called her Jessica.
It's clearly not a replacement for us.
No, not at all. And it was never said. It was never something that's out there. It's something that was totally fabricated and made up.
And to be clear, what I got annoyed by wasn't what she may have allegedly said on her Patreon. It's what she wrote.
It's the fakeness of it all.
Well, no. It's what she wrote on a Facebook comment. To be clear, regardless if I took the time and the financial means to listen to her Patreon, I don't care. The part that was irritating me was not only that she kissed my ass, but somebody writes on her Facebook, which I'm sorry, I can't with the Facebook, but somebody writes, I don't know anyone who listens to Two Teas in a Pod, but Tamara seems not interested in the pod at all. Like she has no interest in doing it at all.
Okay, can we just talk about the contradiction of that statement? I don't know anybody that listens, but obviously the person that's writing is listening and saying, Tamara doesn't seem interested.
And then Heather writes, she might be switching to have Jessica Chastain as a co-host in the near future. That was a public announcement at the Variety party. Okay, one,
no,
please get it,
wasn't.
It correct. Jessica Chastain went to Juilliard and is like a famous actress. I don't think she's coming on any fucking
podcast. I don't think she wants to be my co-host.
I hate to break it to you, it's Kate Chastain. So if you're going to come forward with any kind of juice, it should be Kate Chastain.
Yeah.
But like, I don't need to listen to what you said because you wrote it here for me to see. And now I don't trust you even more so than I ever did before. And now she sent me more messages asking me if I want to hop on a phone call. And there has been all of these like bloggers and people messaging me, you got it wrong with this person. Please make up with her. She really likes you. She says nothing bad. I'm like, I have it right here from her Facebook. Like,
yeah, but it's not even an accurate statement.
And even
if it's not, it's by far an accurate statement. I was on the panel. I talked about how amazing you are, how great our podcast is doing. We had 3 million downloads last month. Like, what is she thinking?
She's just doing anything she can to get attention, and we are giving it to her, which is why I have to move on to somebody else who is craving attention. And that is Bethany Frankel. Bethany Frankel says she has text messages from Andy Cohen trashing NeNe Leakes. Bethany was addressing the rumors of NeNe Leakes removing pictures of her and Bethany from her Instagram page. NeNe told Bethany that it had nothing to do with returning to Bravo and not wanting to associate with Bethany. NeNe told her she was cleaning her page and giving it a new look. Bethany says she knows how Andy truly feels about NeNe because she has thousands of text messages talking about NeNe.
This is kind of disgusting.
Enough!
To me. Enough. Like, just stop. Go away. Stop. We're sick of it. And the fact that she's even threatening. Why is she
what are you going to do? Release these text messages?
Right. But why? Why is this even coming up? Just because. Why is Andy get thrown into everything she talks about? This is about NeNe scrubbing her Instagram free of Bethany. Why does this have anything to do with Andy in her mind?
Because obviously Bethany is obsessed with Andy and doing everything she can.
Obsessed.
To try to get at him. But speaking of obsessed, I'm obsessed with this next story because I feel like I got lied to.
You got lied to?
I feel like I got lied to because Alexis Bellino
on
the red carpet came up to me, said, I'm giving you the exclusive interview because I'm close with Tam. And I just want you to know that me and John Jansen are solely friends. I don't know Shannon, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, but then I saw another picture of them, not at the Quiet Woman. But she doubled down on the fact that they were not an item. But now
she actually I talked to her last week. And she thanked me very much for sticking up for her and speaking the truth that they didn't know each other. They ran into each other at the Quiet Woman. They became friendly there. They took a picture and then they continued to talk. They both Alexis is going through a lot of grief. She broke up an engagement with her fiance and her mother just passed. So she's really kind of down in the dumps. And then they kind of bonded over getting they're both broken up and not in relationships and all that. They started out.
This is smelling like Slade Smiley to me.
No, I don't think that at all. I really don't. And let me tell you why. Shannon and Alexis don't know each other. They've never worked together. I'm going to stick up for her on this. And, she's getting a lot of shit about it. And she's like, I didn't know John. I didn't know Shannon. We met, we got along. She's all, I told him I'm not going to date you. I don't mind being your friend, but we're not going to date. No, I'm not in a position to date. And she goes, I went, hung out with him 5 times just as friends.
And 5 times in 5 days? That, and you're not going to date that person?
I didn't say 5 days. I said 5 times.
But you have to think about the Quiet Woman post between now. If you were going to hang out 5 times.
That was 3 weeks ago.
No.
Yes, it was 2.5 weeks ago.
5 times in 2.5 weeks. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of time.
Whatever. So they started off as friends and then it developed into something a little bit more. She's like, I don't have a label. I'm like, oh, he's my boyfriend or I'm his girlfriend. We're just kind of hanging out and having a good time. That's it.
Well, that's going to be a real good time once Real Housewives of Orange County starts filming and he's back around. But now he's with Alexis. I do not have a good feeling about this. I like Alexis. I like Shannon both separately. Do I think that he's not inserted? I mean, there's a lot of pretty single women in Orange County in that age demographic. So the fact that he's choosing two that are on television, give me the Slade vibes.
Slade dated multiple housewives while they were housewives. This is not the situation. She's like, I know.
So
it's
we're not
going to
see Alexis
weird.
On our TVs next year?
I don't know. She doesn't know. If it's going to happen.
Well, people can confirm that the reality star is officially. So people confirmed it, which that's not saying, some of the other reports that we get, but people.
But she did not give a statement in that.
Well, either way, people can confirm the reality star is officially dating John Jansen, the ex-boyfriend of Shannon Storm's Bedore. Currently, I love that you said she's not using a statement, but what we come up with next is exactly what you just said. Currently, they're not using labels like
she
boyfriend
told me. Well,
or girlfriend.
She told me that.
But that means she is giving this statement.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I read it. Sorry. I don't want to mistake. I read it on there. But honestly, whatever. Let them do their thing. I'm not going to hate on Alexis. I just made up with her, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago at BravoCon. We are in a good place. I've known her for many, many years. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not yes, go date John or no, don't do you. If that was what makes you happy, do you. Do I feel bad for Shannon? Yeah, I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her. It's got to be a tough pill to swallow for sure.
Yeah. But it leaves.
But those two were toxic together. And I'll be honest, my interaction with John Jansen has always been nothing but nice. He's been nothing but nice to me and Eddie.
Yeah, I know. I could say the same about John.
Yeah.
But I also felt like it was a little strange when he would post pictures with Shannon, post breakup, those types of things. It just all felt like a lot. But Speaking of a lot, we have to go to Queens of Bravo's Instagram post, which have to do with NECA's cousin-in-law, and Wendy claims Lebe is just her friend, her sister's friend that she doesn't know well. The ladies think that Wendy is lying because Lebe was at Wendy's daughter's party. Wendy asked NECA if she was even at her daughter's party, if she was in LA smoking crack. I mean, okay.
I can't stand this whole storyline.
I know this storyline. So the tweet that Wendy wrote was, "Sigh, I have really been minding my business this season, not reacting, tweeting about RHOP. But this narrative is getting malicious. You say you don't know me, but a year and a half ago, before we started filming, you kept pressing Lebe to ask me to have dinner with you. Then we see a text from Lebe. Hey, love, how are you? I'm good, darling. How does your schedule look? I'd love to get together for brunch or dinner. My in-law just moved here from LA and Bravo's production team has approached her about coming on the show. Hey, twin, my schedule's nutty. Just let me know some days you're available." I don't get whose side this is supposed, like, what is this fixing? This is only proving.
Wake me up when you're done. I can't. I'm so.
It's all about being on the show.
Yes. I don't care. I don't, as much as I don't care what the fuck Croy and Kim are doing this week and what lawyers are involved or police called, I don't give a shit.
This is bananas to me. In the filing, the lawyer claims Croy owes $801.01 in unpaid fees and services.
What kind of services he has to owe?
Oh yeah, $800. That I want to have a lawyer that only charges me $801 for a job.
And one cent.
And the amount will increase. Will be a monthly of 1.5% interest rate. I'm done. This next one, it involves two Jersey J's, which is an iHeartRadio Two T's in a Pod production.
Yes, and if you haven't listened, it's good.
It's good. Things get a little dicey this first episode because on the Two Jersey J's podcast, which we produce, Jen said, "I have been on and I am not going to call it Ozempic. That's been the umbrella name, but I've been on semaglutide for over a year now and I've lost maybe 22 pounds. I will tell you that I've had an experience that was not good, and I'm pretty positive it was about the semaglutide where I had to go to the hospital for an impacted bowel, and I'm still not nervous about it. I was drinking no water, eating no vegetables, because something that happens, a new experience for me, is being able to eat what I want when it's not the most healthy of choices and still lose weight," she explained. So maybe for the first time in my life, I'm losing.
You know how bad I want to jump to the screen right
and
now?
And bagels and ice cream. Having said that, I noticed there was constipation. I didn't do anything about it. I wasn't taking Miralax that you take every morning or any kind of stool softener, she said. I hadn't gone in a week. And then she started.
Okay, so let me get this straight. She's on a semaglutide, which is basically Ozempic.
Right.
She is taking laxatives to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she's not eating healthy because she doesn't have to.
Correct.
Jen, I love you, but no.
This is where I do not have a problem with Ozempic or semaglutide or any of those things if your lifestyle change is reflective of something you can do when you're off the medication. She said, "Am I worried about it? No. Am I aware of it and a little disappointed in myself for not addressing it sooner? Sure."
But you can't stay on that forever, right? Don't you have to cycle it?
I have no idea. I don't know. And I also... I would imagine that if it's not something that your doctor has, I mean, yes, you're getting it from a doctor, but it's not something.
Yeah, but med spas are subscribed.
Different, but my point is, if it's not something that you actually need, I can only imagine how expensive it is. Here's the thing. I am not going to judge anybody that wants to do it, but I am going to judge somebody that's going to do it and 100% not change their lifestyle. This next thing is even more stress.
I can't deal with the Lenny.
I know, but it's your turn.
Lenny accused ex Lisa of cheating with leaked DMs after filing defamation suit, bragged about affair. I mean, this just keeps going on and on and on. She calls Katarina, is that her name? Katarina, a home wrecker. But the truth is that the only one who got caught cheating, have an affair, and wreck the home is Lisa. The plastic surgeon alleged via his Instagram story Saturday, "I was especially disheartened by the fact that she bragged about her ongoing affair at the time on multiple instances, such as days before our daughter was born and on our 10-year wedding anniversary." So he's claiming she's been cheating for years. Lisa was well aware and knew we were getting a divorce and already had a divorce attorney on retainer when I shared with her that I plan on asking my now fiance out on a date for the first time. Now, this is a totally different story than what Lisa is saying on the show. So this is,
but you have to remember when we watched last year, you could tell those two were 100% checked out from one another.
Yeah.
So who knows what was happening, yeah.
But he says, despite Lisa's ongoing smear campaign and trying to paint me in the light of a cheater and my fiance as a mistress, these claims are completely false, he shared. So these DMs are between Lisa and a friend.
I don't really understand what these DMs say. So it's like, this is supposedly proof. The first DM is WRY, which I'm assuming is why. I really don't like misspellings like that. And then Lisa responds with a mystery man cheating. And then the friend writes, when the cat's away. And then the friend writes, so pretty. And then Lisa writes, I'm so embarrassed when he said that. Ugh, sorry. Then the friend does a smile, like one of these smiley faces. Uh-huh. And then she writes, I can't wait to find a new man, my new boyfriend. And then there's the little like, where you're blowing a balloon. The fact mm-hmm. that I'm acting out the emojis is a real issue.
Yeah, you don't need to act out the emojis.
You know what? I'm going to act them all out because there's a lot more coming. And then Lisa says, I am going to have my first affair. I can't wait. Then the friend says, Matt said, look through all of his friends and pick one.
Oh.
And then this is blurred out, but it made me feel a little awkward. This P-U-S-S-Y is too good and this bod is too hot not to be used often. LOL.
And Lisa said that?
Yep.
So what kind of friend shares DMs or text messages?
Well, okay, let's go back to last season. Remember when Lenny kept saying things like, Lisa's going out all the time or she's not around yeah. or she's whatever. And she said she was just out of town for dental work. I'm not saying that Lisa did these things or that anything happened. I am saying that after we called out Jody, we both got DMs that Jody and Lisa want to come on the pod.
Yeah, I'd love to have them.
I would love
because it's like it's hard when you see one side of a story from her and then you see his side of the story and it just keeps going back and forth. I kind of wish he would just be quiet.
I kind of wish she would stop talking about him.
Well, I think the cast is telling her that. And you even see the previews for next week. I think it is. They're like, you need to stop.
We'll come back and we'll talk about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Danielle Fishel,
Ryder Strong,
and Will Friedle.
But you know us best as Topanga,
Sean,
and Eric from Boy Meets World.
And now, Pod Meets World, the podcast where we've been sitting down weekly to rewatch the show we starred in as kids, and we've been unpacking, well, a lot.
And we've been taking the show on the road with the Kids Wanna Jump Tour, where every stop in cities across the U.S. has been totally different and pretty hilarious, if I do say so myself.
But we know not everyone can join us, so we're happy to announce that our recent 30th anniversary of the show, live from the Met in Philadelphia, will now be available to stream no matter where you live.
Our biggest show yet, in the hometown of the Matthews, featuring appearances by Trina, Angela McGee, Matthew Lawrence, a.k.a. Jack Hunter, Tony, Mr. Turner Quinn, and Danny Harley McNulty, who makes a very special surprise visit.
It was so much fun, and now you can experience it from the comfort of your own home.
It will be available on December 11th at 5 p.m. Pacific. You can learn more about how you can watch at veeps.events/podmeetsworld.
December 11th, your birthday.
Birthday boy.
And this stream will be the only way to see or hear the Philadelphia show. We won't ever be airing it again, and we won't be releasing it as a podcast. Get all the info on streaming the live Pod Meets World show so you don't miss out. Go to veeps.events/podmeetsworld now.
Okay, we are back talking about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. My first and most foremost question is, if you had a pimple, would you go to the point of not only putting on a pimple little star, would you then put on three diamond?
That was my question to you. And the answer is no.
Here's the thing.
I'd put a hat on.
I would put a hat on. And you know what? Today I have a pimple right here. And I would honestly pop it right here on this thing if it wouldn't gross everybody out. But
I love that shit.
To lay with, that's a long travel day with three pedazzled diamonds on your face.
Yeah. No, I probably would not do that. I would put a hat on. I have filmed with a big giant pimple on my forehead before. Wasn't
right,
fun.
It has the heartbeat.
Yeah. The one that the deep in there, cystic. Yeah. I've had one of those before. Of course, Vicky's like, what's on your forehead?
I don't know. I've been picking it to death and nothing's happening.
Yeah,
but Whitney and Lisa are still not talking. Whitney says that Lisa became a better version of herself after they became friends, but now everything is different. Heather tells Lisa that Whitney talks about how proud she is of Lisa for becoming a better person. Lisa says she's not having deep enough conversations with Whitney to change her. Lisa says that only her family and God can influence her to be a better person. First question. Do we believe that Lisa has changed for the better because of Whitney's influence?
This confused me, majorly confused me. Lisa to me has always been the same person.
I feel like the fact that Whitney is saying Lisa is a better person because of her is as self-absorbed as she says Lisa is. Like,
well, it doesn't make any sense to me because Lisa's exact same person that she has the last three seasons of being on the show. So if Whitney has been trying to change Lisa, she has failed terribly.
I do think a little bit it was taken out of context. I think.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. And even Lisa was never, like, huh?
Because we did. Well, no, even Whitney was like, huh? Later on at the dinner, because I don't think she was.
So it was a game of telephone.
Yeah, I think she was just saying to Heather, like,
hey, do I make you feel like a better person?
Tam, every day that I wake up, I'm like, you know what? I feel like I've grown because of Tamara.
Oh,
I
that
feel
makes me
like
all warm inside.
I felt like the fact that you and I ate full Burger King, had sodas, and
I had a Diet Coke, a Whopper Jr. and fries for lunch yesterday.
I had a spiky chicken sandwich.
I know. And then Tom ran across the street because we were starving and he ran. The only thing across the street walking distance was Burger King. I'm like, I'm for it, man. I'm going back to my
roots. It was a delicious treat. I mean, it was really yummy, but
I could have had a full Whopper.
I know you.
It was that good.
She kept going, I had a Whopper Jr. I'm like, listen,
it's a baby Whopper.
Whatever. I had a full chicken sandwich and it was great. But I've had a stomach ache ever since.
Oh, I've been shitting my brains out since last.
Yeah, I was
literally in the middle of the interview. I'm like, sorry, guys.
She took a shit in the middle of the interview.
I had to. My stomach's not used to food like that.
Okay. Well, speaking of things that aren't used to, what the hell was going on with Meredith? Because Meredith accidentally, Xanax is not a sleeping pill. So they're acting like they're taking Ambien or Lunesta or something like that. But Meredith accidentally takes two sleeping pills that fill.
Yeah, but Xanax will knock you on your ass. At least it will do that for me.
But like,
so she takes two of the Xanax. That's going to knock her on her ass and not want her to get out of bed.
But I want to know what size Xanax, because like the Xanax that I have is.
They come in sizes. Oh, milligrams.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I take 0.25 when I go on a plane. I've been with people where they have like a Xan bar. And
yeah,
like
I've seen
this
those
size. And so I'm 0.25. I don't even fall asleep. I just don't have raging anxiety and pick my cuticles. So I want to know what the hell she took to put her in a place of like comatose, the where she need to be glammed in bed.
I know. She was like asleep, right? At the airport or on the way home or something, and then went straight to bed. She said she would, but the thing, she said she was sick, and then she got an IV, and the next thing you know, she's rallying, giving everybody a earful of why didn't I get a room with a bathtub?
I have a question. If you had a room with a bathtub and I had a room with no bathtub, and I said, I really want to take a bath in your room, would you let me?
Yeah, no, I'd give you the room. I'm not a bathtub girl.
But would you give me the room even if it had no view?
I don't care. I don't sit there and stare at my window, especially on these housewife trips. We're in our room long enough to sleep and get ready. That's it.
I'm trying to think what I would do. I don't like being in dark rooms. Like right now, this feels pretty dark to me because I had to shut the half of the blinds because there's like a razor.
I love dark rooms.
Of course you do, Tam.
I know. Keep me in the dark room. I'm fine.
But
I, so you would have not given up your room?
No, if somebody was sick and saying they wanted a bathtub and doing whatever, but she didn't really do that. She played the like, woe is me. And I hope somebody just offers me the bathtub. If something's really important to me, like let's say there was a room that was attached to a gym and I like to work out on housewife trips. I would have been like, guys, can I please have this room? I'm the only one that's going to use it. I would love to have this room.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't then go, oh my gosh.
Is there anything you have to have in a room when you're traveling?
Oh, yeah. I have it right here. Hold on.
Bet you it's a noise machine.
I bring it everywhere. I call him Blackie.
What is it?
It's a sleep crown pillow. And it's when you're sleeping, you just put this over your face.
Yeah.
And it is so soft. It
I need one. Can I swipe up?
No, because they're always sold out. Like I have one Blackie that lives here and one that lives in Orange County. And I'm not kidding. I am on everybody's asses to try to get me more. It is heaven. It's soft. It's the best thing ever. So go to Sleep Crown, try to get on their like whatever
have
list.
You, I'm going to try that. Have you ever thrown a fit about your room on a housewife trip?
No,
I
never.
Have. Once. One time. One time we went to Iceland and everybody got these amazing, like Shannon's room was like the size of an apartment. It was so huge.
Yeah.
And I got my room and I didn't even have a functioning shower. And yeah. I'm like, I can't even, it literally was a wooden box with a big ladle that you would pour water on yourself. Like no shower. You'd fill the wooden bathtub up and get the ladle.
Well, Meredith would love that.
It was horrible. It was like it was like 3 feet high. You had to step into it and sit down in it. And even if you wanted to fill it up with water, it would have taken 3 days.
Well, my favorite room was, that's a little bit shitty. My favorite room though is all about placement. So if you're in a house, there was one night where Kyle had a room across the house, but I had this little room that was above the room where people were mad at us. So we lifted up the carpet because it was just like a rug. And then we would put our cup to the floor and listen to them talking shit about us so that we knew all the information. And that was by far my favorite room.
Because well, that sounds like fun.
Every morning we'd wake up and we'd be like, anything you want to talk about today, guys? And
then my God. Was it like wood floor? How did you...
It was wood floor, but it had one like carpet laid over it or like a rug.
Yeah.
So we could kind of hear, like Kyle would come in my room and we'd chat or like, you know, have our last margarita after cameras would go down. And then I remember the one night I hear the girls bitching about us below and we texted Chris Cullen and we're like, Chris, we have a gateway. We know everything that's being said. And he's like, what do you mean? And Kyle has a video of me with a glass listening.
Oh my God.
So notice where your placement is because you can always hear shit.
Good to know. Because there's going to be a lot of shit slinging next season and we haven't even started.
Yep. So ask for a second floor room. That's the priority. One that's preferably hardwood floors. Then Angie says Meredith has made disrespectful comments about Heather spreading her legs. Meredith said she was just repeating. This whole thing was stupid to me.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith says she never threatened her and she could ruin whoever she wants. Angie says she's low, dirty, and classist. Should Angie?
I didn't like that comment. I can ruin whoever I want. And then Angie's like, you can't, I wouldn't give you the power to ruin me.
Yeah. I mean, I do agree with Angie in the fact that like clearly Meredith is dirty because she didn't have a bath to use. But like, I feel like Meredith is really doing all she can to produce everything behind the scenes, especially once we get to that last part with Monica. But yeah. I have to say, I'm loving Monica this episode.
I know. I enjoy Monica a lot, but there is some suspicion. I don't know if you felt it, but I felt it. When she was talking about the DMs that she got and Meredith got, it made me feel like she was behind them.
Oh, I did not get that feeling. It made me feel like Meredith was behind giving that information to Monica. And that's why Monica was so shocked that Meredith did not have a bigger reaction. I'm like, we also have to give Meredith some credit. She's been on an IV. 82 Xanbars, like she's just doing the most to just stay awake. Like the fact that her, like she's still willing to like pound Cabernet at this point.
Cabernet.
Like I was like, okay.
Would you like a light cab?
Did you pay attention to this? These are the kind of things that I obsess over. Who paid for Glam to come on this trip?
Did you pay attention? Angie did.
Who else?
I thought I only saw Angie, but Meredith, right?
Angie, Meredith, and Lisa all had Glam.
I saw Lisa getting ready by herself.
No, you saw her with the two clips getting glammed. Whitney got ready by herself, which Whitney's as good at doing her foundation as I am. Doesn't match her skin. You could tell the difference. but I do wonder like how my glam team would feel if I just start laying down upon their arrival, like I'm Mariah Carey. Like, glam me. Do what you got to do.
I wish you could just like put a mask on. There you go.
It just, you know what? For a while we could. It was like 2 years of our lives.
Not that kind of mask. A mask with makeup.
But then we get to where Whitney says she was hurt by Lisa and needed Lisa as a friend to support her as she grieves. Lisa thinks Whitney is looking for someone to take her feelings of grief out on. Lisa tells Whitney that she treated her shitty and left the event crying. Whitney says Lisa is making about herself.
I disagree with this. I mean, I understand that Whitney is grieving. And by the way, I went down that rabbit hole of looking up her friend that passed away and the children and the husband, and just was so heartbreaking to me. I've been meaning to actually reach out to Whitney, but I don't think that Lisa was purposely not bringing it up to her to disregard her feelings. I think that they talked 5 times on the phone and she sent her flowers. Like, I feel like Whitney's making a little bit of a bigger deal out of this than what it actually is.
I actually did in this moment too. I feel like Lisa, because they had such a close friendship, and we have to also say, we used to be on a group chat between Angie, Lisa, and Whitney, and now that group chat no longer exists.
Huh.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Yeah. But like I said, I feel like Whitney's kind of picking a fight with Lisa here. I just don't think that Lisa, it's warranted. I don't see what Lisa did was so wrong. And I feel like she's kind of in a situation where she's damned if she do and damned if she doesn't.
I can say when Whitney says to Heather Gay, when she goes, just shut the fuck up or fuck off or whatever it is that she says, I feel like that's the real Whitney. Like, she didn't even have her same, like, her voice about her feelings. None of it. Like, it all was completely different.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. So for me, I'm like, that's the Whitney I want to see. Because clearly you're pissed. Clearly this is, it is what it is. But I think it's all stemming from this relationship between her and Heather and Lisa and trying to make it all come.
I'm loving Heather.
Loving Heather. She's
loving
been hilarious.
Heather.
Yeah. She's stirring
she's
it
smart,
effortlessly.
She's funny. She speaks when she should and doesn't overstep, but then is a little sassy. Like, she's
clearly
she's
she told that story to Lisa to get her pissed. Like, if somebody came to me and
she's
they're
doing
like,
her job.
Teddy, oh my gosh.
Tamara's going to replace you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. Are you missing Mary on the trip?
Yes and no. I feel like we have just as enough Mary that we need. We sprinkle her in every once in a while. You know, she's kind of like God on that show. They have to go to her. You know, from now on, everybody's been going to her
house.
Well,
we know now that's because that was all filmed after the fact.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm satisfied.
I don't know that she
Mary
would have thrived.
I don't think she'll thrive as a full housewife because she doesn't like to do anything. She doesn't want to go anywhere. She doesn't want to engage.
She does send me Sunday motivational messages. Just wanted to let you
wait,
know.
Why the fuck is she clobbing onto you?
I don't know. I have a loving opening personality.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. We have to talk about the final scene, which is, of course, Whitney's come in. She's eating tartar sauce, going at it. And Monica and Meredith say they were hanging out in Park City, which used to be run by the Greek mafia, which led to a discussion about Angie possibly being in the Greek
mafia. This was so out of left field.
Then Meredith and Monica both received DMs from a random Instagram account about Angie being a fraud, that her business is shady, and that she has declared bankruptcy. Monica received another DM that she had Angie and Sean's financial documents stating bankruptcy. Okay.
I sense, like, earlier I said I felt like Monica might be behind it. I feel now like one of them was behind these DMs.
I don't think either of them are behind the DMs, but I do think that Meredith orchestrated this information to come out. Because, listen, I know that Meredith was sick. We have to see her acting in this scene, and it's not very good. It's not good. Her acting is not on par. It doesn't feel authentic. It's a little bit of a hot mess for me because she even acts annoyed.
I'm just not sure I'm buying that a random account messaged them both. I think there's more to the story.
I get random accounts messaging me about stuff all the time, but the part that's weird is, like, if you and I both get messages and we've talked about it, we're like, oh my gosh, let's just pretend it's Alexis Bellino's dating John Jansen. You and I will talk about it. If I then brought it up on camera and you looked at me like I was a crazy person, like, I don't know. I never saw anything like that.
I feel like she didn't want, it's one of those things where I think they talked about it off camera.
And yes, then, clearly.
And then Monica brought it up on camera and Meredith's like, I don't want to be associated with this. Like, I don't want people to think that, you know what I mean? Something.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly what it is. But, and that's originally what Lisa Barlow had said. This is what worries me about Meredith, is that she is that type of person that continues to create situations and then pretends that her hands are clean. But that's the end of Salt Lake City.
I'm just not buying it's random. I think there's more behind it. We're going to have to see. And by the way, I just saw something. Who do you think is going to win in a fight, Heather or Whitney?
I actually probably think Whitney. Once I heard that she was trained in, like, Taekwondo and all this kind of, I feel like Heather may just, like, fling herself around. But which leads me to the next question. Who do you think would win between me and you?
I don't know.
That's actually frightening. I think it'd be a draw. I think we would both fight till the bloody end. Like, we would have no teeth.
Yeah. Fight club.
It would be fight
club. Housewife style. Yeah. Oh, my God. Now we're going to move on to Potomac.
Potomac. Okay. So we're on Potomac. Giselle asks Mia and Ashley if they think NECA is lying about everything between her and Wendy. Giselle says it's a big accusation and she thinks NECA wouldn't make up this kind of lie. Giselle says that Wendy and Eddie are playing dumb and are working together for evil. Is Giselle happy pushing this negative narrative about Wendy no matter what? I mean, I think that Giselle is just her happiest when Candace and Wendy are in the hot seat.
Yeah.
She's like, this is heaven. These girls are getting heat. It's not me. I personally, I really don't care how somebody gets on the television show or not.
I don't care.
I don't need to suspend my belief on how somebody got on the show.
Listen, if somebody fought, climbed, I don't care what they do. Like, if you're going to go out of your way to be on a show and do all the things to get cast, then give her a try. See how she works.
Give her a try.
Give her a try. Because I would never do that. Ever, ever, ever in a million. It's just not my nature to basically beg for a job. I would never do that.
Well, Mia and Gordon go to couples counseling. Mia says that the relationship has changed since Gordon was voted out of the company. Mia retained a divorce attorney and Gordon had no idea. Mia and Gordon's attorney got disbarred and eventually committed suicide. We also see a conversation then happening with Robin because this has happened to her as well, something similar. But do you think Mia only married Gordon because of his money?
I mean, all flags point to that for sure. I don't know them personally. I know them what I see on TV. So it wouldn't be a fair statement to make. But now all of a sudden he doesn't have money and did they not file for divorce?
But this is the part that's confusing to me. She keeps saying she wants him to retire. So if he's going to retire,
if you don't have a job, how do you retire when you don't have a job? Or isn't that you're forced into retirement?
I'm not a body language expert at all. And like, do I think that all of my social cues are 100% on point? But I felt like she desperately did not want to share that couch with him at therapy.
No, you can tell. And I think you have been able to tell for many years that there's not a lot of chemistry between the two of them.
Yeah. Then the women arrive in Austin, Texas. Giselle asks Karen how she feels about Robin. The pie analogy, especially now that I've watched Watch What Happens Live.
I had to zone out on that.
I don't care. I don't care how much of the pie, if it's a
I'm telling you, I zoned out. And then I kind of wanted some pumpkin pie.
I'm actually kind of wanting some pie right now, but it would definitely not be pumpkin. Pumpkin's your favorite pie.
I like pumpkin. I think it's seasonal. So now it's on my mind and I just saw some at the grocery store, but I also like a good apple pie warmed up with some nice vanilla bean ice cream on top.
See, I like a berry cobbler with.
I like a berry cobbler too.
I love a berry cobbler.
Did you ever used to go to Knott's Berry Farm and go to the chicken house?
No, I didn't live where there was an Knott's Berry Farm.
They had like boysenberry pie and cobblers. Oh, it was so good. I haven't been there in years. But I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow.
I know. I'm so sad I can't go. Wah, wah.
So excited about going.
Karen says that she will unthaw the pie when Robin is ready to tell the truth. This is my question. Okay. So let's just do a hypothetical. Eddie's cheating on you.
Oh, okay.
You've decided to accept this. You are fine with it. You guys have whatever type of relationship. You're fine.
Okay. I think.
What do the other girls care? That's what I don't understand. Well, I guess this is also in comparison
to I think in the Institute of Marriage, like I know everybody's married for different reasons, but if you are married and your husband is cheating and you're allowing it, like why are you married?
Because you have an arrangement, you have a friendship, you have whatever it may be. I don't know. I mean, can't the women just accept that what Robin's saying, I'm happy, I'm fine with the way things are.
Do you think that Robin and her hubby they have an open marriage?
I don't know, but
I don't think so.
I don't think they necessarily have an open marriage, but I'm a crazy ass person. So like if certain lines are crossed, I wouldn't be able to be cool with it. The fact that Robin seems to be cool with pretty much everything.
I don't think she's being cool. I think she doesn't want to fucking talk about it. This is her husband, her family. Last thing she wants to do is go out there and talk about it. Either a woman is going to lean into it and say, yeah, he fucked up. He's an asshole. And you deal with that.
And we're working through it.
Or they protect them.
And she's protecting.
You're going to go either one way or the other.
These two have kids together. I think when you have kids together, sometimes you may protect.
Yeah, I could see
the
that
father
too.
Or the yeah. mother of your children. But then we get onto Karen asking what is going on between Giselle and Candace. Candace says Giselle doesn't want to acknowledge her because she thinks she'll just disappear. Giselle says that for the safety of her and her children, she chooses not to participate. Candace says it is her and her husband's bonus children whose safety and reputation are in disarray because of Giselle. For the safety of both of their jobs, I'm going to need Candace and Giselle to resolve this and move forward, because right now they're both just melting into the couch.
Yeah, I think that they're, I mean, I'm hoping that we're going to see them sit down on a couch or at a dinner or wherever, a coffee shop, and try to work through this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. But I also, what's ending up happening is we're not really seeing Candace.
No, we're not. I don't like to see, like, obviously not everybody's going to get along and not everybody's going to be best friends, but in a situation like this, where it's an all cast, you know, event or whatever, or a show with a cast that needs to talk, even if it's not good, they can't ignore each other.
But the end of this episode is essentially more of the same thing, which my first thought is I would definitely send Wendy's mom to voicemail if she called me. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that kind of hexes. But Wendy thinking that she's helping her mom by reading the tweet, disaster. Then Wendy says her mom slandered Mia on social media. There's no witchcraft. But then they talk about the Holy Ghost fire. When was the last time you said the phrase Holy Ghost fire?
I don't even know what Holy Ghost fire means.
Of course we don't. But now NECA can't be calling Wendy a liar when you've aged 5 years in one episode, because at the doctor, she was 35. And then she says in her 40 years. So NECA, how old are you? I need to know.
Oh, she contradicted herself.
She did. We love a hypocrite. We love somebody to contradict, but we want to know the age. And I know that in my license, where I look like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh my God, your license is bad.
1981.
No, you look like a Charlize Theron and that show Monster.
Yeah, Eileen Wuornos. I'm a combination of Eileen Wuornos and Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I finally got a new ID or driver's license recently when I got my motorcycle license. I took a new picture. God, I was so happy. I had a driver's license where my eyes were closed.
Hold Remember? On. Are you glammed in your current photo?
No, not at all. No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm not. Fine.
And the odd thing is I was glammed in my prior photo because I finished filming and I was all glammed up and I went to DMV to take my picture.
Yeah.
And he's like, step down on those two spots right there. So I looked down at the spots and I have a picture right here. I looked down at the spots and I looked up and I was looking up.
Isn't that great?
It looks like a mugshot. My eyes are closed completely.
Why are you like this?
Because I literally, he's like, step down. So I step on the spots. So I look down the spots and as I'm bringing my head up, he takes the picture and I'm like, dude, I'm not ready. He's like, it's good. I'm like, you're a dick.
Hold on. I need to see it again. That makes me really happy.
I will send you a picture. Okay.
Okay, fine. All right, you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will be back to talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in Miami tomorrow. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you.
visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.